This week in the Civil War, on March 12, 1864, the Union War Department announced major changes in the Union command structure. General Henry Halleck, at his request, was named to a subordinate Union staff position, while Ulysses Grant assumed the General-in-Chief of All Armies post. In addition, General Sherman was assigned to overall Union commander in the West. While General J.B. McPherson replaced Sherman as head of the Department of the Tennessee, Halleck had once been Grant's superior officer and could not administratively remain over Grant if Grant was to lead the Union Army to victory. And William Tecumseh Sherman was a close friend and confidant to Ulysses Grant. Sherman had to be placed in a position where he could work for and in conjunction with Grant on the proposed Anaconda Plan. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.